Welcome back to Nighttime Live here on the Mighty 790 KFGO. I'm Bob Harris, and joining us is J.J. Gordon, one of the linebenders. Wasn't here too long ago to talk about some great shows you guys had down there at Studio 222. But here's something a little more closer to his heart right now. And he started, along with a bunch of other folks, a special scholarship for Jared Nillis. And joining us right now is the one and only J.J. Gordon. Thanks for coming in, man.
Well, thanks for having me. I'm always happy to talk to you, Bob.
Well, I appreciate that very much. Let's go back and just tell the folks a little bit about Jared, because he had a terrible accident, didn't he?
He did. It was a couple of years ago. Jared, unfortunately, was involved in a train accident and killed on his way back to Chicago, where he was an improviser, worked with the I.O., formerly Improv Olympic, and Annoyance Theater, and a bunch of other great places. He was living his lifelong dream of being a performer with those companies, and so it was a big loss to anyone who is ever a part of Don Quixote's improvsicles at Fargo South High, anyone who took classes with Jared at Trollwood, and anyone who he ever met. He was just the life of the party all the time.
So he was actually moving back and forth then? I mean, he was coming home?
Yeah, no, he was on his way back to Chicago. Okay. He had been back in Fargo for a little bit, and so he was heading back to Chicago to keep performing and making people laugh. He had been in Minneapolis for a while, where he worked with the Brave New Workshop and Stevie Ray's. I mean, if you name a major improv institution in this country, he had at least, you know, snuck in through the back door at least once or twice.
I was going to say, it's so amazing, not only Jared, but you guys, everybody, all the line members, how you guys have, you know, not only advance yourself here, but all across the country. You're all well-known names, and so was Jared.
Yeah, absolutely. And He performed with us a couple of times when he was in town and had some free time to spend with us. And so I was really lucky, and I had directed plays with Jared in Rutland, North Dakota, and I went to high school with him. In fact, I met Jared because he was trying to court my sister at the time, which
I
was not so keen on. But it turns out he and I would talk more than she and he would.
You talking to Chrissy here?
Absolutely, my little sister Chrissy. So, okay. So yeah, eventually she said, "You're talking to my brother too much," and he said, "Well, maybe we should break up." She said, "I think that's a good idea," and then he and I were best friends after that.
Very good, very good. When we heard of his passing, you, along with some others, immediately got a project going for a scholarship. Tell us about it.
The idea behind the scholarship was we wanted something that could be tangible, something that could help people who were just like Jared, who just wanted to become a performer. So we formed a nonprofit-based scholarship through the Fargo Public Schools Development Foundation. Mm-hmm. They've been awesome. They administer everything. They monitor the website. They take the donation. They send out the tax receipt. They're just the best. And so when we found out it was so easy to get this thing going, we said, we've got to make it happen. And so $10,000 was the goal. With $10,000, it's a self-sustaining scholarship, meaning the interest that comes off of that every year will be the scholarship that we give out.
Very good.
And so we just hit $9,550 just last month.
Whoa.
Yep. So we are within our range. We're so darn close. You know, it's 45 people giving 10 bucks. So it's something that we're so close to, and we want to get it buttoned up before the holidays this year. We had a huge show last year. We had people who haven't performed on stage together in 12, 15 years all back at Fargo South High, and we had a great show during the Christmas holiday last year. We're looking forward to doing another one this spring sometime. And just keep, you know, putting some money in there and having a good time, because that's what Jared would want, is for us to be having a good time and having some laughs.
So when you get the $10,000, then we start looking for the candidates for the scholarship, is that right?
Absolutely. In fact, his parents have pledged that until we get that $10,000 amount, they're going to personally write the check for the scholarship every year. So we actually gave a scholarship last year to a young man named Cameron Sorrells, who graduated from Fargo South High. He went to NDSU. He's pursuing a degree that involves a theater aspect, and he couldn't be a nicer kid. Absolutely wonderful. Embodied everything that we loved about Jared. And so the same thing is going to be open this year. It's open to a Fargo South senior who's graduating and planning on going to college.
And any information on that they can get at the counselor's office, I would imagine?
You can definitely go to the counselor's office. The Nillises review all of the applications themselves, so it's a local touch, so it's not being sent off to, you know, some some office in the Washington, D.C. area that nobody knows who it's going to be. These are folks who, you know, are definitely excited, and then they hand off the scholarship at the scholarship benefit every year at the end of the school year.
End of the school year? Okay, I was going to ask about that, too. Wonderful job. I mean, it's unbelievable what you guys can do and how much this city, this community can just go and back such a wonderful project.
Absolutely. We got money last year from people who had never met Jared, who had said, you know, I had a son or a daughter who went to South High, and they were a sophomore when Jared was a senior, and they looked up to him so much, and we said we wanted to, you know, give you guys $5. And we had donations from all over the country. They did benefits in Chicago and in Minneapolis. We had money that came in from California, from Arizona. We had money from Canada.
Wow.
I mean, it came from all over the map last year. And, you know, I appreciate every dollar that was given. And if we can just get that last $450, we're going to be sitting pretty.
Were you able, did you have to, you know, change the money that came from Canada? Did you have to?
Yeah. You know, I don't know. That's, again, Fargo Public Schools Development Foundation. It was their headache, I suppose.
Let's talk real quick about how one can donate to this.
Yes.
How do they get the money to you, guys?
It's so easy. You go online. If you search the Jared R. Nilles, Nilles, Scholarship Fund, it's on the FPS alumni page. You're going to find it. You can read all about the scholarship. There's a picture of Jared there. You can click the donate button. Bada bing, bada boom. You're done.
All right. A gentleman who was taken from us way, way too early, but made a lot of people laugh.
Absolutely.
And we're doing this. You guys are doing this. I'm just helping out a little bit. But, I mean, you guys are doing this in his memory, and it's a wonderful, wonderful job. I want to take a break. And when we come back, I want to talk about Doritos.
Okay.
Okay. There's a competition, and JJ is part of it. JJ Gordon from the Linebenders is our special guest tonight here on the Mighty 790 KFGO. We're back with JJ Gordon on Nighttime Live here at KFGO. I mentioned we're going to talk Doritos, and I was so surprised because I didn't know this contest existed, but Doritos are looking for people to produce a television commercial. Was for the Super Bowl?
For the Super Bowl, the one, two commercials that are produced by complete amateurs. Well, at least I hope they're all amateurs. If not, you know, I'm going up against a major ad company somewhere. But they're going to choose two that were submitted by just regular Joes like you and I, and they're going to be their commercials for the Super Bowl this year. So two 30-second spots.
Wow. So first of all, when did you get the idea, or when did this you get the note of it, and when did you get the idea to do the commercial you did?
I got a Facebook message from Jason Jacobson, a hilarious local stand-up. He's awesome. He's been part of the improv and stand-up world since it began here in Fargo.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, hey, I've got an idea. We're going to do this little commercial. It's for a Doritos contest. Are you interested? And I said, absolutely. I didn't even have to hear the pitch from it. I just knew I wanted to be a part of it right from the get-go. And he said, I was thinking about you and Phil Goodell, Dave Brunsvold, Shelley Pearson, and Jacob Harchie. And I said, awesome, all Linebenders. That's great. You know, we'll have a blast. And so then when I saw the script, and we didn't have who was going to be cast in the certain parts, so I had to be a little cautious because of that big, you know, secret ending,
sure,
you know, at the
sure.
end there. I didn't want to be either of those parts in it, which once you see the commercial, you'll understand why. But we trudged out to southern Minnesota. Well, not southern Minnesota, but we trudged out to our neighbor to the east there, Minnesota, and got into a really freezing lake. I mean, it was late, late, late fall. There are no docks or boats in the water
anymore.
You said
you were in there in October?
Yeah. So it was a chilly, chilly day, and it was a little overcast, but everyone was a real trooper. And we hopped in there and in the lake, and we did this catfish noodling commercial for Doritos.
Now, noodling, for folks that know, that's they literally reach down and grab them by hand, right?
Yeah, you stick your fingers into the water, and then you wiggle them around like worms. And then the catfish, which I guess actually have teeth. Catfish like have like a set of teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Chomp down on your hand, and then you close your hand and pull it out of the water. It's a real hillbilly thing, but, you know, it's really big. There's a reality television show about it right now. And so they said, yeah, it's going to be three guys noodling for catfish, and one of them is going to be eating Doritos, and he's going to have really cheesy fingers. And that's the part I ended up with.
Okay. And I should mention, too, that Shelley, as you mentioned, is in it,
mm-hmm.
one of the Linebenders.
Absolutely.
Gentlemen, seeing Shelley alone is worth voting number 5 stars on this one.
Well,
okay.
And you, when Jason said, "Are you going to be comfortable with Shelley licking your fingers?" I was like, "Oh, absolutely, no problem." But so Shelley knew that she was going to be playing a mermaid.
Oh, we can say that?
I think. I think it's okay. I think it's okay.
Well, Shelley, if you're listening, you look great as a mermaid. Okay,
yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say.
But then we found out that she's not a really strong swimmer. So, you know, they're like, yeah, we want you to get a shot of you, you know, like swimming away, like in the movie Splash. And first of all, Shelley was like, what movie? And I was like, Splash, you know, with Daryl Hannah and Tom Hanks. And she was like, I don't know. And so they're like, okay, well, we just want you to swim away. And she's like, well, I'm not a really strong swimmer. I rode a lot of horses, you know, growing up. I was a farm girl. And so watching Shelley try to swim with a fake fin on was easily the highlight of the day. It was hilarious. And then she hopped out, and it was freezing for her. You know, at least I got to stay 3/4 in the water the whole time.
Right.
She had to be, you know, like doused in the water, out of the water. I mean, she was a real trooper on that set.
It was a great job. J.J. Gordon, our guest here on KFGO, we're talking about the Doritos commercial that you guys shot for the Super Bowl, hopefully going to be for the Super Bowl. And what's the winner get?
The first place winner gets like $1 million, and then the chance to go work on the set of the Avengers 2 Age of Ultron in London.
Whoa.
Semi-finalists all get $1,000, and then the top 5 finalists all get, I think, like $20,000. Plus, they get flown out to New York to go to like a Doritos Super Bowl ultimate party. So there's a lot of awesome stuff on the line for this. And right now, like when we're talking, we are the 9th most viewed.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and we debuted less than a week ago.
Wow.
So those views shot up really quick. And then we've got another one right here from the Red River Valley that the same crew made with Scott Horvick and Carrie Winterstein. Tucker Lucas is in that one.
They're probably best known for their theater B work.
Absolutely. In fact, you could call like one the Linebenders one and one the theater B one. And that one is just hilarious. Like, you know, Scott's the voice of that, the talking orange, the slow down safety orange.
Right, right, right.
And he gets to use this like little country accent of his where he's like, oh, the Doritos, you know, there. And it's hilarious. It's wonderful.
And it's got to do with farmland and crop spraying.
Absolutely. Homegrown.
Homegrown. There you go. And they're both great commercials. And I should mention, by the way, be ready for JJ's, because you have to read the lines, because you kind of talk in that Duck Dynasty dialect.
Absolutely. Don't you? We do a lot of duck down there in the water there. We're not getting it real quick. So they subtitle it. And we didn't even know what the subtitles were going to be until we got to see the ad. And I think it turned out so good. And we're getting, I mean, last time I checked, it had 16,000 views.
Wow.
And so, you know,
fantastic.
In less than a week, that's awesome. And people are rating it really high. So, you know, we're representing Fargo, North Dakota here.
Great. You and Scotty, so look for both of them. And I'm not sure what Scotty's is titled, but you'll find it on there.
Flavor Plane.
Flavor Plane.
Yep.
Okay, very good. And so once again, what's the best way to go to vote on that?
Go to Doritos.com. The only thing on their website now are the galleries with all of these videos on them.
Okay.
So definitely check. And there's a lot of other good ones, too. So you can go through them and rate everything else 1 and mine 5. So.
Or Scotty's a 4.
Oh, yeah, there you go, right? Give both of ours 5. Give us a fighting chance.
Before I let you go, Linebender's got a show coming up anytime in the near future?
We just announced December 28th. It's our post-Christmas but before New Year's show.
Ah.
Yep, we'll be down at Studio 222. We'll have shows at 8 and 10 o'clock. And I'm not going to put the cart before the horse here, but I think I'm allowed to say we're also considering doing a Saturday morning cartoons thing with that.
Whoa.
That Saturday morning.
That'll be cool.
Yeah. Bring your own bowl. We'll have lots of cereal.
Oh, and I forgot one more question. The 4 shows or the 4 nights you did at 222.
Yep. The Improv Ha-Ha.
You were talking about possible podcast. Is it ready yet?
It's not ready. Like, I'm finding out that I'm not very good at editing audio. Give me a video clip, no sweat. But audio has been a little trickier for me. We're hoping to have that launched by December 1st. And it sounds great. It is absolutely wonderful. Recorded in front of a live studio audience with Jason Jacobson. it will not be something that you want to miss.
I was real close to the mic that Saturday night, so you may hear this loudmouth on that first show.
I think you absolutely can hear you on that first show. It's good. You're a good laugher.
J.J. Gordon, thank you so much, and continued success. And I keep my fingers crossed for both you and Scott Horvick on that Doritos commercial. And once again, go to the Fargo Public Schools website to donate to the Jared Nillis Scholarship Fund.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, man.